This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. If a jail inmate needs medical care while they're in custody, the jail is usually responsible for footing the bill. But a recent investigation revealed some jail officials have found a way to avoid paying. According to reporting by the Alabama Media Group and ProPublica, some jails are releasing inmates before they receive treatment and re-arresting them afterwards. Connor Sheets broke the story. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So how are jails using medical bond?
Yeah, so medical bond is kind of a catch-all term for a range of practices that sheriffs are using to let inmates who are in their county jails, let them go, release them from their custody when they're in the throes of medical crisis in order to avoid having to pay their hospital bills once they're released.
How common is this?
Fairly common. I mean, across the country, we found 25 states from Nebraska to Arizona to West Virginia that are using the practice.
In the course of your reporting, you actually got your hands on a recording of how this plays out in real life. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
What you want, Dave?
See if Chatham is free and see if they'll run her out to the emergency room. Say she had insurance. She had Medicaid.
Okay, I'll see if they are, but as sick as she is with her throwing up...
Connor, what are we hearing there?
All right, so what you're hearing is there's a woman named Tracy Weaver. She was an inmate in the Washington County Jail in southern Alabama, facing a very minor charge, a drug charge, and she was throwing up profusely. Blood pressure was way out of control. It turned out later that they found out she had been having a stroke, a severe stroke. She ended up dying, and before they took her to the hospital 1.5 miles down the road, jail staff sort of had this long conversation about how they could avoid paying for her medical bills, either by figuring out if Medicaid could pay for it or if she had private insurance or something like that. And, that delay when you have a stroke is obviously can be the matter of life and death.
This all comes down to sort of the cost of medical care for these inmates and who has to carry that cost. What are you hearing from the local police departments and county sheriffs about this?
Yes, I mean, I've spoken with a number of county sheriffs across the state, and, you know, all of them feel that, you know, they're underfunded, like almost any other agency. But the issue here is that inmates have a constitutional right to certain types of care while in jail. And advocates say, well, if you can't afford to pay for their medical care and they're not a danger to society, as demonstrated by the fact that they're being released right before they go to the hospital, why are they even being incarcerated in the first place?
Connor Sheets is an investigative reporter with Alabama Media Group, reporting on this story as part of ProPublica's local reporting network. Connor, thank you.
Thank you so much.